Hey guys, welcome back to this week's episode of Architecture Matters Podcast. In this episode, Diana and I sit down with our good friend Zineb Foucault. Zineb did her first year of studies of architecture in Morocco and then transferred to Texas Tech University, where she received her undergraduate degree. Zineb explains how she got into architecture and how she fell in love with it, as well as the similarities and differences between her first year studies in Morocco versus Texas Tech University. We also dive into some of her design passions and sustainability and where she really wants to see architecture go in the future. As always, thank you guys for tuning in and we hope you enjoy. Get yourself situated.
Okay.
Get your situation situated.
Yeah, this is kind of heavy, but we're going to have to
hold it. Yeah.
I love it.
I've never heard that
it's
before.
It's always fascinating when people do it for the first time. They're all excited.
It's so weird. Oh my god.
Sounds so bad.
Diana sounds so bad. Okay,
hey. There she is. The boys over here.
Welcome, welcome. Thank you for joining us.
It's a pleasure. Thank you for having me here.
Are you nervous?
A little bit.
Yeah?
But, I mean...
I think you're good. So. You're a good speaker.
Oh, thank you.
Did you give her a rundown?
We kind of talked about it.
She's like, yeah, I have to ask you questions. I ignored her, to be honest. We'll just wing it. We'll just go with the flow.
It's because, like, in that case, it goes more naturally, you know?
Yeah.
I kind of told you we're going to talk about this, that.
No, I get it. I mean,
it's not going to be stuff that you don't know. You know?
No, exactly.
Unless,
and like,
unless you can just be like, don't quote me.
You guys' podcast.
Stop.
Yeah, I did.
She's a number one fan.
I listened to Suzette's one and you were doing
the beat.
Oh, yeah.
Oh my God.
Suzette's one is super good.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was really good. I was so into it.
Like, I listened back to it and I was like, okay, dang. Yeah, this went really well. I'm glad.
That's good.
Yeah, I'm going to beat it, guys. I'm just kidding. Suzette, if you listen to this, I love you.
I definitely tell her, hey, can you listen to Suzette's podcast part?
Okay, anyway, yeah.
Big.
So tell us who you are.
Yeah.
Tell us, you know, where you're from. Tell us.
Oh my God, I feel like I answered this question a lot recently because I had so many interviews.
Dude.
I'm just going to write it and, you know, memorize it.
Just a quick brief.
The listeners, you know.
You know, we do have some listeners from New York and, you know,
okay.
Yeah,
overseas, maybe Morocco.
Hopefully these will make it to Morocco.
There you go.
So I'm Zainab, you guys know that. That's
okay, obviously. Full name completely.
Zainab Foucault.
Okay.
Say it right.
Oh, like right, like
say it. Right.
It's Zainab Foucault. So like
I love it.
Yeah, it's okay. Like there's like a letter that, you know, like if you only speak English, it's gonna be hard for you to say. That's why I go with Foucault. So
anyways,
just say Z.
Z. Zay. I get that a lot. Like, are you serious? Like, you literally come on your short to one letter. Okay, my name is Zainab Foucault. I'm from Morocco. I was born in Virginia, but I grew up in Morocco in Casablanca. I technically lived my entire life there, and I moved back here only for college, so like in 2018.
Mm-hmm.
I did one year of college in Morocco in architecture, and then I transferred here. It was a really interesting experience for me. Like, I feel kind of like lucky having like to experience both because the plan for me was originally to like come to America right after high school, but I was like, no, I really want to like try it here first and see if I like it, and that was a conversation with my dad, but it wasn't like the best, so I had to like you know, just choose to come here. And it was very, very interesting because it was like everything was different for me. That was like the first time I came to America after I was born. So like I had to deal with everything on top of like college and like getting adjusted, especially in West Texas. I went directly to Lubbock, guys.
But like
RIP.
Yeah,
I have a question, like how, when you were born here and then you moved back, so in Morocco you still speak in English?
No. In Morocco English is like only a language that we learn in school in Morocco, so it's our mother language is Darija. It's like a slang of Arabic,
right.
Like a dialect. And then when we go to school, we learn Arabic, which is like the actual, like the classical Arabic, like the formal one. We learn French and then English as well.
So when did you learn English?
So the, like, just the speaking one? Uh-huh. In Morocco, I only kind of learned the English, like grammar and stuff, mm-hmm. not the one that you like could speak on a daily basis. Until like the last 2 years-ish there, before I moved here, like I started like just trying to, I also have cousins who live here, by the way.
Okay.
So they would always go there in the summer and like speak. We would like practice with them mm-hmm. and stuff like that. So I feel like that kind of helped. But I learned English truly, like how to speak when I moved here.
In
like
Lubbock. In the,
yeah.
So 2018.
Sex and action or whatever.
Wait, so your parents don't speak English?
My dad does because okay. he went to college here. He went to college in New York.
Oh, yeah?
Nice.
Oh, cool.
I'm not gonna lie, I don't
which
know
one?
Which university.
Oh, okay, no, right.
He always tells me, thank you for getting. But yeah, he went to college there. So like he lived here for a good 10 years. So he's mm. good. My mom doesn't. She speaks Arabic and French.
Yeah.
For your nice. First year of college in, mm-hmm. in Morocco, it was
in French. Yeah. So college there is French.
Dang.
So you had to present in like if all your lectures was.
Well,
French.
You're really good in French. You
should. Well, you should.
I kind of had to. Yeah. Yeah. I better be.
Ooh, say a sentence.
I'm just gonna say the basic ones. Je m'appelle Zineb Foucault.
Okay, you gotta say something. You just said, hi, my name is Zineb. Like,
well,
even I know what that means.
That.
Yeah, so, and I don't even speak French. Say something harder.
But like what? Okay. Like,
aujourd'hui, je suis venue ici pour faire un podcast avec mes amis. Et je suis vraiment honorée d'être ici.
Something podcast.
Hey, she's over here talking smack.
I used to understand podcast.
Google Translate.
That's what I do with her. In
at work. You're sending me things in Arabic. But here I send them in English letters. I'm like, I'm dead.
That's
oh,
funny.
Oh, man, that's interesting.
Wow, that's really good.
Thank you.
It reminds me of the like, movies.
It's
mesmerizing. I think French is one of the most, like, beautiful language.
Yeah. I think people think it's that nice. Looking at it from outside, but once you have to like do the grammar and stuff, I'm like,
oh yeah, no, yeah.
Yeah, and I'm just kidding. I do like French. It is very like I'm glad uh-huh. I got to learn it, but I feel like I'm losing it again because I haven't been speaking it a lot recently.
Uh-huh.
But yeah, I do speak French.
Do you think professionally, like for school, like it's you have to carry yourself like a different way? Like if you're gonna like present your project in French versus like in Lubbock when you're just presenting in English, like is there a big difference?
Or are you talking about difference between there and here, or
yeah.
like?
Like the fact honestly, that the fact that it was in French though.
The language wise. Not really, honestly, because
it's the same terms.
Exactly.
It's just different language.
Exactly. Well.
Like, is there a word that you can't like you can't think of it in English, but you know it in French?
Oh,
when it comes to
question.
Like school,
I'm sure there is. I just can't think of any right now. But yeah, I've been in situations where I'm like thinking in Arabic or in French. I'm like, oh my god,
I have to translate
my brain
yeah.
before like, I talk. It's really hard sometimes. I mean, the good problems, you know, like being I don't know speaking three languages. But yeah, I've been
must
in situations
be nice.
Where
yeah,
I wish
my bad for thinking about three languages.
No, it's mainly Arabic. I think I used to now like adjusted myself to thinking. And speaking English mm-hmm. but in the beginning I used to like translate in my head
mm-hmm.
and
mm-hmm.
then like speaking English and most of the time get it wrong, they're like, what does that mean? Because I would like do the literal translation.
Yeah.
But, yeah I've been in situations mm-hmm. while presenting where I'm like, oh my god, how do I say that? And I even like say that out loud. I'm like, oh my god, how do I say that? They're like, it's okay. But yeah,
take your time.
Yeah.
But it's, I mean, you learn. I feel like I've only gotten better at it, and mm-hmm. I still have a lot, you know, like to learn and to get better at, but it's been a
that's interesting.
Yeah, an interesting
yeah.
experience.
And what got you into architecture? Like, why did you decide to join architecture?
You've never been to Morocco? All you gotta do is see the architecture there and you fall.
It does. Okay, so that's once again, that's only when you look at it from a tourist point of view. When you grew up there, it's like,
see,
oh,
it's like Mexico.
Well, for me, New York is like, eh, whatever.
Exactly.
Yeah,
you
know,
I've
been
nice.
There, done that.
As cheesy as this sounds, I've been into art first, and I also grew up to really love math. Oh my god, I heard you that day saying like, who loves math or something. I was like, oh my god, like, I really love
I noticed
math
when you were doing the calculations for the slope in the garage.
Oh my god,
I was just thinking like, dang, she's good. I'm just like, Yeah.
I struggle with that.
I was
that.
Just saying, like, yeah, so what is this in there?
Okay, it's
you're
not that
testing
I grew up.
Yeah, I'm like, yeah, I'm just testing it.
It's not that I grew up loving it. So mm-hmm. also, like, there we were kind of, like, forced to learn, like really hard math at a mm-hmm. really early mm-hmm. age. Like, limits and integrals and stuff at, like, freshman year.
That was like my
school.
Last year of college. I was
yeah,
doing that.
Yeah,
holy crap.
Like, I came here, I was like, okay. But yeah, it's like you grew up learning that. But I also enjoyed it. So I was like, architecture, math, you know, a little bit of math, not a lot.
Is it more engineering over there, though, or no?
Like architecture? Or?
Well, because I know in Mexico, and Diana can probably correct me if I'm wrong, but this is what I've heard. Like, there's not really like architects. Like, the engineers will design and do the engineering, obviously. Like,
so yeah, I know what you mean. There are like situations where they don't even hire an architect; it's just like the contractor and the consultant.
Yeah, exactly.
They
yeah,
just
exactly.
Do it,
okay.
But that's illegal.
Okay.
So like, you do have to hire an architect, but like, also it's illegal. But also, they don't care. They're mm-hmm. like, whatever, as long as it doesn't collapse, which okay. it does sometimes. But okay. yeah, no, there are like cases where only the engineers do this stuff. Okay. But there are architects in there, and I think the program is pretty good.
Okay. So it's like architects and architecture is a known thing.
Yeah,
it's
it
not
is.
Just like engineers like
no it is
the show,
yeah there are like
everything.
Architecture
okay.
like
okay.
like agencies or mm-hmm. you know like firms who do like architecture
I've never
stuff.
Heard that agencies architecture
yeah, well,
that, agencies
it's because that's what I'm saying see
is,
this is a
is that what they
I,
call
like,
it
translated
over
it.
There
yeah it's
oh, that's interesting
agence d'architecture so oh. I like just translated it to English. I was like, I don't think they say that here, what do you just say? Mm-hmm. But yeah, like mm-hmm. firms that actually do the design stuff. Mm-hmm. But it's not as, you know, like common mm-hmm. as here, but it is known.
So. Yeah.
So what made you pursue it? Like, you love math, you love art.
Yeah. And like, also like, mm-hmm. I honestly, I just felt driven to it. I also have, my grandpa's like really like into architecture and mm-hmm. like art stuff. And like, you know, like have you ever seen like the Islamic, architecture,
yes.
like all the details and stuff.
Yeah,
so
yeah,
he's
yeah.
very like obsessed with that kind of stuff. And like, I grew up around that. He mm-hmm. really, he used to like give me frames and like things or books that I can look at. Mm-hmm. And I honestly, like, I was super fascinated. And like, that's how I started like just bit by bit looking into it. And also when I like read about the profession here and there, I was like, that's something that I see myself doing. Mm-hmm. So I just went for it. And
for like the culture, as in like, you know, women being less than men,
mm-hmm.
same in Mexico, still here.
Mm-hmm.
Is that, was that a problem? That, or they're like, no, women shouldn't
mm-hmm.
study architecture, well, because it's a man thing.
Exactly. That's literally what my dad said when I told him I was going to pursue architecture.
Really?
Yeah. He like, in the beginning, he wasn't very like supportive. Uh-huh. He wanted me to be a doctor, and he was like, oh, like architecture is like a manly thing, because there honestly it's more site heavy, like you're on the site all the time. Mm-hmm. And like, he, I know like it was coming from a point of like worrying.
Yeah.
He doesn't want me to be, because like it's not always safe to be there.
Mm-hmm.
But he like was not very like a big fan of the idea. But I was like, oh no, like I started like talking to him about it, and then eventually agreeing to him, and he let me do it. Even when I was moving here, he was like, think about changing your major. I was like, yeah, sure.
Sure.
Like, never.
But yeah, it is. Literally. I did take the test for medical school in Morocco. I failed it.
You like, see, this is why.
This is why I can't go do
like,
a medical.
What? I'm made for architecture. Sorry. But yeah, no.
How'd you take that? You can just take the test or what? No,
so
you had to do schooling for it, the medical.
In Morocco? What do you mean schooling? Like,
what test did you take?
So in Morocco, the way college works, you don't just get in. First of all, college is free in Morocco. And then
I'm moving.
But that's like
my kids are growing up there.
So you don't pay, you just sign up?
Yeah, you sign up, but here's the thing though.
You just sign up?
Wait, hold on.
That sounds so like,
you pay like $5 for insurance, like $5. But here's the thing. You have to like get a certain grade in high school.
Mm-hmm.
So the last 2 years of high
mm-hmm.
school are like very critical. We
mm-hmm.
take like an exam that the entire country takes, the same like exam,
mm-hmm.
the same questions.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, what is it?
Standardizing to SATs.
Yeah, the SATs.
Uh-huh.
And like, you have to get a certain grade or GPA in order to get into certain schools. So like, architecture
sure.
requires a certain GPA or like
mm-hmm.
SAT score, and like
mm-hmm,
it
mm-hmm.
depends on the school or like
sure.
yeah
similar,
but you don't pay anything. Like
right.
once you get in, you have to take the test though. That's the test that I was talking about. So like you take it, and then if they see
that to actually get accepted into the program,
exactly, they need to know that you have like a minimum amount of knowledge.
You know? Then how would you have learned everything for that test?
I mean, if you're interested in architecture and you don't know anything about it, why are you going into it? You know, they need to know.
Well, that's like 95% of first years.
They just
in America.
Okay, the questions in the test are like very basic. Like they're like general culture, like things that you better know.
Okay,
you know
what I mean? Okay,
like
okay.
If you don't know those, what are you doing here? You know,
they're not asking me where like a certain organ is and how to like dissect it out of the body.
No.
Like it's not okay. I was like, dang, you had like a surgeon class in high school?
About architecture. Like, for example, they'll ask you who made this building. Like, I don't know, like something that's very famous, you know, that.
But for that, did you study?
Okay, I honestly did not study for the architecture one. And the medical one, I did like a whole month of intensive studying that I had to pay for.
Psych.
Okay, so you
I was like, you know what?
You can study, but it's like it's a side thing that you have to like go out of your way to like find
exactly.
The information to study.
Well, there are like schools that like offer tutoring.
But it's nothing you're learning in high school. Like you didn't learn.
Part of it was, but honestly, like most of it was things that are like, whoa, like
you
should have like studied for it after you you graduated.
Yeah.
But yeah, same for architecture. There's like a test, and it was like pretty basic. Like it's just like common knowledge. Or
was it cultural towards Morocco or just like?
It was Morocco and international architecture, art, a little bit of math, just like the basic one, and then art, like. Not art, but they'll give you like a prompt and you have to like draw
something
artistic. It they cared more about the idea. It's like the concept part of like they cared more about how
you
interpret it.
For real.
I gotta take a test again in the studio one. Golly.
It's like I don't even know shit. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. You're teaching me.
But yeah, that's how tough. And then like once you pass, you do an oral one with like the professors in the college. Okay. Yeah, and it was also pretty chill, just to know like what kind of person you are. Mm-hmm. Not really like you have to know things. And that one was in French too.
So for that, like let's say like I don't know, I move to Morocco tomorrow, mm-hmm. and I wanna go to school. They have to do that too. They have to do that too.
Like what a transfer.
Like,
Like if someone transfers.
Well, no, like I'm not like transferring. I'm just like I'm moving there and I'm starting my new life there.
And you're gonna go to school for architecture.
Yeah.
Okay, so you can
or school.
There is like an age limit where you can join college in Morocco.
For real?
Yeah,
that's something I wondered.
But also, like, if you graduate, and I don't know if things had changed now.
She's like, you're too old. Sorry.
I don't even know. I think it's 26 years old for architecture school.
Dang, oh, yeah, we just missed it.
I didn't want to go anyways.
Yeah.
Yeah, you have to be a certain age, but also your high school degree can only be 2 years old. This might have changed.
2 years old?
So, like, if it's more than 2 years since you graduated high school, I'm not sure, but you might have to, like, redo the whole thing.
Dang.
High school. Like, the last 2 years of high school that I told you earlier.
It's been, like, 7 years.
Yeah.
That sucks.
Since I graduated.
How many different universities are there for architecture there?
So
you had options?
Yeah. It was just a difference of location, but they're all, like, at last I checked, they were all, like, the same, you know, like establishment. They just have like different locations.
Yeah.
So the way college works in Morocco is there is one university or I think two like major universities, and then they have like colleges everywhere in Morocco, like that are under them.
Oh, okay.
So it's on like
different campuses.
Exactly. Yeah.
Okay.
And it's not by like it's by college. Like you'll find the College of Architecture in the city and like another one in a different city, or like I don't know how to explain it, but it's not all in one campus like here.
Yeah. Would you say like schools are really different from United States, like as in the way they're designed?
The way they're designed?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
not
definitely.
The physical design, like the way they're
designed.
Taught?
You both. Mean like the
both.
The program or like the actual design?
Both.
So the program is like totally different. Like. Mm-hmm. It was very, very different. But the design itself, like the architecture.
Sorry.
The architecture, it was... I liked the College of Architecture where I went. Like the one that I went to. It was pretty nice. Like I can see that here in the United States.
Compared to Lubbock?
That was a piece of... Okay, time out. Wait, it was better than the College of Architecture in Lubbock.
Oh,
I thought
easily.
We were speaking... it was definitely better.
You're talking about the design of the building and like...
Right.
Yeah, yeah.
Right.
It was better.
Anything's
than
better
our
than
college.
The one in Lubbock.
It was really... I really liked it. It was very beautiful, but I can see it like here too.
Oh, nice.
But the program was so different. Like we don't do credit hours. So like a class is not worth a certain amount of like credit hours. Mm-hmm. It's just a class that you have to take and pass. And like you wouldn't have to.
So you can't pick and choose what classes you take. These are the classes you have to take to get the
every
degree
semester,
and you have to take them.
Per semester.
So there's no like electives.
Exactly. No, no, no. Mm. There's a curriculum of mm-hmm. classes that you have to take to graduate. And everyone takes the same classes in the same semester. Unless you fail, you have to like take them mm-hmm. the next. But
or they're like, well, go ahead.
No, what was your question? Go ahead.
I was going to say like, was it harder? Is it harder more in Morocco than tech?
Well, I think both have like their own. I can't really compare, but I think in terms of like the amount of information in classes,
mm-hmm.
it was definitely way more. Like you would not be able to. So like in Morocco.
Oh yeah.
So okay. I think in my first semester, I think I had like 10 different classes Psych. With studio or something like that. Yeah, we had like two. We had to do art studio and architecture studio. But obviously, the architecture one was
heavier.
But it was still studio that we had to like. You know,
yeah.
And like a lot more. I can't even remember
like
all of them.
10 classes?
Yeah, but they were like once a week. Like you would go once a week.
Uh-huh.
And it wasn't like as, you know, like as much information.
How many years, like if you would have finished, how many years would it have taken?
It was going to be 6 years. But the last year is not studio or anything. It's just like, what do they call it? It's like the project of the end of your studies.
Like a thesis.
Exactly, yeah, thesis. That's what it is. But yeah, it's just a thesis. Your last year, just like spend it getting ready for your thesis.
Dang. And that would be a professional degree for that country.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. And then like after that, I don't know if it's like a master's or it's just a professional degree. I'm not sure. I think you have to go after that if you want to get a master's. I think it works differently. I never like looked into it after that. I was like, all right, bye.
That's a lot of classes though. And then 6 years of
like,
it.
It's
a
lot.
That's intense.
Think of it. It's like 8 in total if you want to do the master's.
Yeah.
But also,
but it's way heavier content every semester.
It
was tough.
Did it count it for tech?
Yeah, I was able to transfer studio.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah, I was
just the studio or like all your
studio,
classes?
Okay, they didn't. Okay, so what we do in Morocco, like there's like extra classes that we take that we didn't really take at tech. Like we take sociology, we take psychology of space, which was really cool, and like other classes that could count for like electives here
well,
at tech.
Yeah, they're
but they didn't. I was like, guys, like
wait,
they could, I literally like brought description of the courses and what they're about. Like for example, like
well, we have to take basics, and like I took sociology.
Exactly,
English,
that would have covered
American
for something,
history.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, yeah, like it's not within the architecture program, but like the university still requires you to take those basics to graduate.
Mm-hmm. Exactly, yeah. Wait, what's your question?
So
hold on.
So like your sociology in Morocco?
No.
Didn't count.
No, it didn't count.
You had
sociology,
to retake it.
I didn't have to take sociology.
Mm. Then it might have counted.
No, wait. Is it required at tech? Because when I checked, I think they only counted.
It's not that sociology is required, but whatever
like cultural
whatever
like,
sociology falls under,
exactly.
like that type of class
is
required.
Like it could be geology.
Yeah, the multicultural and like something like that. I had to retake that. Because when I checked, they only transferred my studio one, studio two, and I think they covered for one history with two. So I still had to take 3-2 and history 3.
Yeah.
So when you got to tech, you started in third year?
No, second year. So like I went into studio
3.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
But oh my god.
I don't have a good history with that fool.
Yeah. Wait, so you got in 2018?
Yeah. Well,
to tech?
Yeah, 2018. I did a year in South Plains though. It's a community college that's outside of by like 40 minutes I think, and then that's where I took like my calculus and all those classes.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Yeah, and then I went into tech in 2019.
Oh, okay.
In the fall.
Because
yeah,
I was like
I
started 2018 and the professor that we shared it was the same.
Yeah,
so I was like, how
that
did,
doesn't add
that
up
that doesn't add up.
She was in your class.
I would have noticed.
I did a year in the community college because I was out of state.
Yeah.
And like out of state tuition. Just,
so funny story, when I first moved to San Antonio, I was obviously out of state, right? So I was at SAC and I think I had to live and work in Texas for like a year until I could get in-state tuition, right?
Yeah.
So I'm working at a restaurant for a year. I'm going to class for a year. And then after my two semesters, I finally go to like my manager and I hand him the paper. I'm like, hey, can you sign this? I'm trying to get in-state tuition, blah, blah. He's like, bro, dude, you should have gave me this the first day you started working. I would have signed it for you.
Oh my God, I'm dead.
And you could have just, I was like, wow. So y'all just don't care out here. I was like, man, that must be nice.
Yeah, no, community colleges are not, I didn't pay out of state. I think if you get a scholarship, it doesn't matter how much it is. You like pay.
I mean, I paid out of state for SAC, but it was like 1,200. Like, it was like 1,000 something, or like maybe 2,000.
Yeah, community college is like way cheaper. Though.
Yeah,
I'm like,
and
how
like
does that work?
In state, it was for like a couple hundred bucks. Like,
yeah, exactly. But yeah, I was not gonna go to SAC out of state.
Oh yeah, no,
yeah,
no way.
Too much.
Yeah, nope. I know. So yeah.
What were the big differences between your first year in Morocco studio versus, you know, your second year in Lubbock?
Like, it could be the like type of
projects or the way they taught, or
what, you know, do they use Revit? Do they use, what kind of programs do they use?
So, it's very similar. We had it like, the studio was 4 hours long, three times a week, Monday, Wednesday, Friday.
Mm-hmm. In Morocco?
It was 8 a.m. to noon. The way they taught it was the same, except that we didn't have one, for at least our first year, we didn't have one project that like went throughout the whole semester. There were like small projects that we would finish.
Okay.
So like exercises, we called them.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And then in the second semester, that's when we did like an actual project, and it was a house. Like, we designed a house with like, structural and everything. I was like, guys, it's first year.
Oh, dang.
I know. We had, like,
wow.
Yeah, it was intense. Like.
So she came ready to level. She's like, what is this basic stuff?
Yep.
No, I think it's important the way they do it in the first year, like introduce you to the idea and the concept first. I think that's very important because I feel like going into that, like you're in your first year, it like makes you very like, you know, step a bit back and you're like, whoa, like this.
Yeah, they want, well, at least at Tech, they, one of the coordinators wants you to like forget what like society thinks like a house is, and they want you to forget like what you know about like what buildings are.
Mm-hmm.
That way they
and
can
just, yeah,
hardwire you,
exactly.
Yeah,
brainwash you,
brainwash you, and hardwire
pretty
you
much
their own way.
But it's kind of cool because it's kind of abstract. It's like, get away from the typical stuff, and this is,
they get you on the right mindset.
Yeah,
like the right.
It did the same thing your first semester.
Yeah.
In Morocco.
It was, but we didn't use Revit or like anything digital. It was by hand. Yeah, we like.
What were some of the exercises? Do you remember that like you had to do that first semester? Like,
yeah,
the assignments.
I remember the very first one was to go to this. So in the city where the college was, there's like the old city, and the architecture was very like beautiful. Like, it's the really old one. Like, then all the nice like details. You know, like the one that I talked, the Islamic one. And
I'm trying to remember what that's called.
And are you talking the Andalusian or?
No, when they do like the hyper fine detail, like in like interior design and like in buildings or even like on the exterior, there's a certain word for it.
I
slept through
that.
History, so I can't remember.
We all did.
Oh yeah, we'll tell Diana about that later. Yeah, it's funny, because she played the system. That's all I'm saying.
You play the system.
She pulled a fast one.
Wow.
Do not let tech people listen to this.
Homeboy came in clutch. We'll tell you later.
Oh my God.
Okay, yeah. What were some of the, what'd you call them?
The
exercises?
The first one, it was called parkour. It wasn't the parkour, guys. We literally just went to that old part of the city, and we had to like make sketches of things that we think are interesting, and we would like learn about them and what they mean. Like, there are architectural elements that have like a role, but if we think we don't know what they are for, we would have to like do a research and like talk to the professor.
Okay.
And then the presentation would be like, I'm presenting what I learned from that.
Okay.
Nice.
So it's, you did research on local like architectural elements.
Yeah, exactly.
And you like presented them.
Mm-hmm.
So it was like a precedent.
That's
cool.
kind of. But you didn't have to like do the plans and all those.
Sure, you just had to sketch.
People would use watercolor or like.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, it was,
we should do that.
Yeah, it gets you out to explore the city.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's been telling me. Let's go sketch.
Yeah.
But yeah, that was like the first one. It was pretty fun. And then the second one was the precedent one, where we actually had to like do the plans and like, and we would pick like a building in our city and go and like just do the measurements and all that stuff.
Dang.
And the plans, did you by hand?
Yeah, everything was by hand the first year.
But it was nothing you could like research online? Like, it's like a random local building, like in your city?
No, if you, the professor was like open with it. Like, if you could find things that could help you, like,
make it easy for it.
But yeah, most of the buildings were not, you went and measured. Exactly. That's what I'm saying. Like, most of them were not, like, the information was not available. Mm-hmm. So you had to like go and like measure and like for things that you can reach, you just kind of had like.
You reproduced the drawings for it?
Exactly. Yeah. Well,
cool.
Not everyone was open to give us the plant floor plans.
But you guys don't use feet or inches. What is it?
It's meters.
It's meters?
Yeah. America is the only one.
Yeah.
Oh my God. When supposedly I came here, I was like, what is it? It was so hard. Yeah. Like, you know how people like can eyeball or guess? They're like, oh, that's a foot. I'm like, how do you know that? Like, start looking at my foot. I'm like,
oh, my, 8 inches?
8 inches? it was like, I had to like, it was hard because sometimes you were like, okay, well, how big should this room be? Like, mm-hmm. And I'm like, I don't know. Like, I had to, you know how in studios we had those silos that are like a foot?
Yeah.
Like the square ones. That's how I used to do. If I'm like 10 feet, I used to like count 10. Literally, like that's how we did.
As we'd all look up at the ceiling and we'd have a grid or something. Yeah, and we'd like 2, 4, 6, 8, or like we.
It's about from here to there.
Yeah, yeah. Or we go into the bathroom and like we'd like measure the stall.
Yeah.
And, like, we know how big.
It's pretty good, I guess. You're like, oh yeah, please. Clear.
It's never gonna be built.
And then they don't even check.
I know. You're like, so oh where's God. The door?
Oh, my professor did. She had her scale in her hand the whole time.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, was, that one.
Yeah, yeah. Tech. She would like always like actually measure. I'm like, oh my God.
I've never seen a professor do that.
Yeah, she like always had her scale in her hand. At least for my studio.
That's extra.
Like, oh, that is not the right measurement. That's extra. Yeah, it was extra, but.
Sorry, I guess our year ruined it for you. They changed. Freaking.
Oh my God.
That's funny.
But yeah, that was something that was like I had to get used to or like adjust with was like the difference of
me too. Now I just forgot centimeters.
Like, oh my God. And now when I think about meters, I'm like, isn't it like, I think it's a yard. Know. Like
or kilometers, like tens. In Mexico.
It's all by tens, it's hundreds, thousands. Exactly. Like that.
It's so easy. Like,
so much
like
1 meter
is like, oh my God. It's
100
centimeters, guys. I said
my phone. I don't know. I forget about, you know.
Yeah.
Was there any difference in how you approached your studio projects between both programs? Like for your second semester when you did the house in Morocco.
Mm-hmm.
The way they taught you to like, I don't know, like do a concept or do a site analysis or like approach, like start doing your form or programmatic studies. Like, mm-hmm. Was there a difference between that and then how you approached it at Tech?
Here, not really. Okay, I forgot to mention that my professor there, he's Moroccan, but he taught at, is it Berkeley?
Okay, yeah.
So like, UC? He kind of, UC Berkeley. He had like the same mentality, at least for me. That was the only professor.
That was really good though. I think that helped probably.
Yeah, so good. Like, that's why I was like, wait, there wasn't a difference really. Like, cause we did the same thing. We did the concept, like concept sketches, and we'd go over them like a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And then from there, we'd like start moving on to design development and stuff. But the good thing that happened in that semester is that we were gonna focus on Adobe and like Rammed Earth.
Mm-hmm.
And we actually went to a city that was like very, very far from our college.
Is Adobe
it's common in the south, in the southern part, of Morocco, because that's like the hot area and it's like a natural AC, whatever.
Yeah.
Fun fact, Adobe is a 4-hour fire rating.
Yep.
Wait, really? I did not know that.
Yeah,
that's crazy.
I use it for a project.
That's
more layer. I had to figure out the fire rating. 50 layers of jip.
Dude, for real.
But yeah, we went there. We had our van with the college and we went on a, I think it was like a week, not a week, maybe like a week long trip. And we went to actual houses. Yeah, like we saw.
Must be nice.
That's cool. Really good.
But it wasn't like in the program. We kind of like pushed it and he was open to it. So we like convinced.
You guys did it on your own.
Yeah, but it was under the college though. You know, like all that entrance stuff. And like you have to be safe, whatever. But we did. Yeah, it was really. We didn't.
A week?
It was free.
Hell yeah.
I was like, hello. Okay, yeah.
Yeah,
like,
I'm down.
But yeah, like we did that. We like saw like real construction and everything. And then we went back and that like helped to like, you know, think your design.
What was your design process for that house? Like, did you get inspiration from like your week trip?
It was more, so we could pick our site.
Okay. Oh, wow.
Yeah, we picked our site and like.
It just keeps getting better and better.
I know. What did you pick it?
I I think it, oh, I know where it was. Oh my god, it's so funny. I picked it in my mom's like origins, like where she's from. Like it was in the mountains and everything. Cool. I was like, I want to make my mom a house.
Yeah, that's cool.
That's
like,
cute.
That's what I, that was like what I was thinking about. Yeah, like, yeah, okay, yeah. Picture this is where my mom and my
so she played it. So she's like, I'll make you a house with good
I'll
design.
The architect.
Yeah.
Now
I'll
send me to US.
Send me to America.
Yeah.
Oh, she was okay. That's a different conversation that we can have later, but that's a whole different story with my mom. But yeah, I that was a site, and I thought like, you know, it was gonna be easy because it was like literally on a mountain. I was like, oh my god, what I got myself into. Because like once you get into it, you can't really change,
right?
Because you know you're gonna have to redo the whole thing. But yeah, that's why I picked it. And honestly, like the process was kind of like a little bit of a mess for me because that's like that was the first time. To like design a building, so the professor was kind of like open to help and everything. He was mm-hmm. very like helpful, but it was honestly the same concept. I was inspired from the site, and then from there like we'd move on. We had to like start thinking structure first before you like start making all your artistic moves.
Well, I mean, you chose a freaking mountain to,
I know, I was like, oh my god. He told me, he was like, are you sure? Are you? I was like, yeah, I'm sure. But
yeah,
we'll just excavate it all. We'll make it flat. It's fine.
That's literally what I ended up doing. Aww. I was like, can I just not flatten it? He was like, where are you going to put the earth that you're going to take away? I was like, oh my god.
Give it to someone else who needs it. I'm sure one of these students need the infill. We'll just relocate
give and take.
It. Yeah.
Yeah.
That actually would have been.
Who doesn't want it?
That would have been a really smart, but like, you know, kind of response, like snarky response to the professor.
Yeah, that's actually true. But I mean, we weren't all on the same site, so.
Yeah.
But anyways, yeah, that's, it was kind of like similar. And then at the end, I remember I was satisfied with my design. I think I still have the drawings, actually.
You do?
Oh,
yeah.
Man, that's cool.
That'd be nice to
see.
Yeah,
if I find them, I'll show you guys. Yeah. But yeah, I had to like scan that and everything for my portfolio here.
You said everything was done by hand. What were some of the deliverables he wanted? Was it similar? Because he's from
plans,
America.
Sections. I mean, okay, for that part, like all the other professors, even the ones, like all the professors
all the
were the same. Yeah, like plans, sections, site plan.
Looking back on your education, do you think there was like one drawing that was like, I guess like more advanced for like a studio too?
That we did
like
then?
If you did like an exploded axon for that house, like
no,
I would
structural. Oh my god.
Okay. Like what structural drawings like?
Like you had to show like all the foundation stuff and like the beams and all that.
Oh wow.
Stuff.
like axos or like just drawings of those?
No, not axos. Just like plans and like in this section you would have to like show the detail.
Oh okay.
I think that's something that I
thought
was
too
much.
They
for
tried.
First year.
Yeah, no, a lot. They tried to get that into like. 5 or 6 at Tech, and like people still kind of really didn't even do it.
Yeah,
like the fact that you're showing in Studio 2 over there, like that's really advanced.
Even in my last studio, you're supposed to have like a wall section. My professor was like, "Oh, it's whatever.
Nah,
it's
okay.
To.
Don't worry
I was
about
like,
it.
Yeah, that works
fine.
For me."
You're like, "Yeah,
that's
you
one,
don't need
one,
it.
That's one all night or less."
Oh, that's funny.
But yeah, that's something that I thought when I came here. I was like, "Wait, you guys don't do like structural from the beginning?" They're like, "No, like."
No.
I was like, okay, that's
it's
cool.
Fake structure.
Okay,
it's all in your mind.
Was there? I know you didn't finish in Morocco, but was there a construction class
In the first year? And
oh,
it was,
there was.
Yeah, it was concrete.
And they throw you
in the
water.
Deep end.
Indeed.
You're drowning.
It was a pretty intense class, I remember, but the professor was really good. It was about concrete structures, like everything from like bottom to top.
That's awesome.
And yeah, it was very. Very interesting, I guess.
So we know at Tech, like Rob would, you know, when Rob was doing the construction class, at least one, you know, we have the projects, but I remember for one of the projects in construction, he associated specifically with the studio. So you like for construction for Rob's, we had to do like a quarter inch scale bay of our studio project, and we had to like show the structure and figure it out, blah blah blah. Like, was it tied into your studio in Morocco?
No, it wasn't. The way Rob does it is way more, you know, helpful when you like learn it that way with your project. But for us, no, it was more like knowledge that you need to know off the bat, like because in Morocco, concrete is the most common. Like reinforced concrete is the most common structure. So like that was the first thing that we learned. I'm not sure how it carried on after that, but I know at some point they do that. Like,
were you looking at like precedents, Or just learning about the material in general?
No, we weren't. He would. So the way that he did it is like a narrative. He's like, okay, so the constructors are in the site, and like, this is what they're doing. They have to pour this, do this, do this, do that. Yeah. And like, he would keep going back and forth.
It's like lecture-based.
Technically, he's just he is telling you how to build a concrete building in detail. So like, he's like, okay, today we're going to do the, you know, the beams and then the floors and whatever. But that's how it technically, we didn't really look at precedents or anything.
Because we did a lot of like recreation of precedent drawings.
I think that's very to, like, helpful.
Draw when their like, structure.
You think so? Yeah.
I think it's so helpful when you do. Yeah.
Cause replicate
like,
when, it?
No, not replicate it. But when you look at like precedents and like actually like understand how that works, it wasn't the best. I think the best way to do it to actually like link your construction class to studio. Yeah. Because then you like get to do it and you have the professor to help you with it and then you figure it out.
And you're also more interested in actually learning.
Exactly, because it's your project. Exactly. And you want it to like actually like hold, you know? But I think it would have been better if I got to do that.
Yeah.
You guys did that? We didn't.
So I was in the year above me. I was in the year above me. A construction class. So it's like
if that was the old curriculum.
It's like if you're in your studio, but you're in construction class with me. That's what I did. I was in my studio, but I took construction with the year above me.
Oh, I see what you mean. Yeah.
And they, when they did a library, when I was in Zooks doing the rec center, I was like, well, you know, what, Rob? What do I do? Because I'm not in y'all's studio. He's like, well, you can still do it with yours. So I did a section of the roof of my rec center, and it was curved. So I had to learn all this like post tension, pre tension, and like draw some details because I had like these like pods that were like hanging underneath the roof structure, like so it looks like it's floating like in the space. So like, and honestly, I don't care what people say about him. Like I think he was really good because he was like super helpful, like sitting down with me, looking at my pinup and like explaining it, because like he spent, I don't know how long, like explaining it to me. And then like he came and looked at the pinup to see like what happened and like explained it more.
That's nice.
And
like, so he's really good with that.
Made sure I understood it. And I was like, man, I wish I would have took you to studio. Like,
I know, exactly.
Like, that's cool.
But even for us, we didn't, all of the constructions, my construction with him was during COVID. It was online. So we had to like do things
different.
I mean, it would have still worked. Yeah, we did like lectures and we did precedences. Mm-hmm. that's what we did. It was like,
well, especially because studio, the doing the precedent took like in studios. That's what it was when you're doing construction from home. Indeed. And studio from home.
All of my construction.
I think in studio it was worse because precedents, like, yeah, precedents are cool and is nice. Mm-hmm. One thing is like they
literally make you worship them. I'm like, okay, yes, guys.
And then the second part of that is like they take way too long, and it's like,
I know,
dude, like,
exactly. I'm
like 1 or 2 weeks. Like, I got it. Like, yeah. I don't need to be, you know, doing a model.
It would like
of it
drag and, it for so long. Yeah. I'm like, I think I'm ready to start, guys. But no. And
so that was like a big difference from Morocco's program. They,
I think it's by type of like structure. I'm not
but you didn't
too
focus
sure
on
yet.
Like precedents and like
no,
spend like
no,
3 months.
No. I think if I'm not wrong, he would like bring like actual civil drawings to look at. So like that helped too. Yeah. But we didn't really look at like precedents or like.
See, that would be super helpful. Like, yeah, you kind of don't want to like taint the first year's mind, and like you want to still be creative, but like it'd still be interesting to see like, okay, like what is the end result?
Yeah,
or at least
exactly.
In like second or third year, like start showing us some drawings, because that didn't happen
to
us either.
Well, I think that's what I was going to say earlier. I think at some point there's like a class called Structures, and that's when you actually get to link studio, but that's not until third year, I think.
And you were.
I was already here. Wait, third year is, that was my third year here too, I think, or something. I don't know, I remember. But in the summer after that, you get to do, you have to, not get to, after like your first year, you have to like go to a site and do like site shadowing. It's required for you to graduate. So
that's
like
cool.
Whatever you learn,
yeah,
like you get to see in person or like in real
life. That was in studio. Or that was like a separate,
it's part of the curriculum. Like there are like two of them that you have to do, or three, I'm not sure, but the first one is shadowing, like you go to an actual site and just see
more towards the end of that program, that curriculum.
That this one was this one, the first one, yeah, the one where you shadow on the site would be starting from the summer of the year, for like after your first year.
Oh, so you didn't get to do it.
No, I didn't. Okay. That's when I peace out.
See ya.
See ya.
See ya never.
Have you been back
to visit? To visit? Yeah, I have.
Do you twice. Go? Do you go back to the school or like to the campus or nah?
No,
she's like nah. It wasn't even that passionate.
I would have loved. I did meet my. I went to this because it was in a different city than my.
Where you're from?
Yeah, from Casablanca. I did go to the city. I met my friends from there, but the campus was closed because it was summer and they're like really summer classes.
Just break in. You're American.
I know. Get me back.
Hey, I just came back for what I lost. Yeah.
No, I don't know why, but like whenever I go back to San Antonio, I always make sure to like stop by SAC. Just so, you know, I don't know why.
I know. Like, yeah, no, I wanted to. I really wanted to, but.
It's cool, it nice little reminiscing.
Yeah, it's really like good to go see and like, you know, see the people. Exactly. The but yeah, it was all the time I went there.
Yeah.
What do you think now that you're a working woman?
I was about to bring that up. Okay, good.
What do you think was most helpful like from all of your education or like whatever your whatever you like? What do you think you took or like you're carrying into, I guess, like, you know, the workforce and like more professional like aspect or field, like, you know, what did tech or whatever you learned from Morocco or just in general, like do you hold like closest to your heart like a value? Because to me it's like, I guess they taught me something, but like,
oh my god, okay, this is funny, but I think it taught me more in terms of like culture than knowledge itself. Being like super I really enjoyed the studio culture, and I feel like I kind of I see that now at work. Like that day when we left late, I was like, this literally feels like leaving studio at like 1 a.m. You know?
I hope you're not there till 1.
No, but it was fun though.
It was, like, it feels that way. And honestly, I think like it depends on like your coworkers and who you work for, obviously. But at least for now, that's how I feel. I feel like the studio culture and like the teamwork and everything is still there. And like obviously the college taught me that and like got me into that. And also, something else is obviously like thinking the design and like how to like, and I think it's been the same since Morocco, like, which I really appreciate because you don't have to like, you're like, wait, what? I learned this differently in Morocco. And then you get into work, you're like, wait, no. I learned this differently in college. And I know like at work it's still like a little bit different, and we don't get to like, you know, look at a building through like all the stages of design, but still I feel like that's something that I, you know,
are you enjoying it so far?
Yeah, I love it. I really love it. I love working with you guys. I'm enjoying it. It's definitely what I wanted, because honestly at some point of college I was like, I don't think I want to do like a 9-to-5 job, like I want to do freelance stuff, I want to like go explore, I want to do my master's in like New York or something, because I love fashion too, and I really wanted to go to a city like heavy on fashion. But then obviously like things change and like you're like, you have to start somewhere, you know, and you can't just start living that life with no income or like start that 9-to-5 job.
Then you become a Brooks student again.
So
student of life this time. Yeah. A Brooks student of life.
I know. So I started like thinking about what kind of job I want, what kind of like environment. And honestly, like where I work, I really, really love it. Like it's totally what I pictured myself doing, like working this
when you were getting close to graduating, like did you have an expectation of what work would be like, what you would work on, what you wanted to work on?
I totally had expectations in terms of like what I wanted to work on, which was like the design part, like the concept design, artistic
That's all of us.
Yeah, but then I was like, I don't think that's like, I was, you know, like being real, I was like, that's not what you start with, like obviously you're gonna start with like learning how a building works at first, and then you can jump on those things because then you have knowledge about that kind of, you know, like, because if you just start with the design and you don't know the structure, you're just gonna start doing things that don't work. But then if you learn those details first and then you jump into the design, then you're gonna like
That's 100%. I think I was talking to Diana about it not too long ago. It's like, I think if we were ever put in the design position, I think we would be at an advantage because we would be looking at certain aspects where the designers typically normally wouldn't look at because they don't know like the code. And not saying like when you're designing, like you should need to focus on the code like 100%.
You need to consider it.
Yeah. And just be aware that like, okay, like let me leave some breathing room in this little
because
part.
There might be,
because there, yeah. Because I know there is something that needs to get looked and addressed here.
Mm-hmm, exactly.
So I was like, I think if we were ever put in that position, we'd be at a greater advantage and be able to design something better and more realistic.
Mm-hmm.
That way when it goes to like production, right, like there wouldn't be
exactly, yeah,
some,
they don't have to like change
heartburn.
I know, exactly. That's like the part I think I like talked to one of the faculties at Tech about it, and sorry about that. And they were like, we were talking about like moving from moving from like concept to like real life stuff. And like how that changes the building and the design so much. And it's so sad sometimes because you want it to look a certain way, and then once you start considering all these things that you didn't consider during the design, then it's like changing because
there's a little meme pictures on Instagram where it's like
design
after you talk to the client, after the budget, and then after construction, and it like goes from
a
like,
really curvy
like a curved roof coming down with trees
to three boxes at different heights
separated like I
was laughing so hard at that. I was like, yep, facts.
That's true. Yeah,
yeah, but I mean, yeah, I think like during the density part, right, the density study, like it actually, like you're just basically doing a density study, just the plan, like a site plan. Like you're just kind of getting the form and you're aggregating, you know, the units or the retail, whatever it is. And you're like, okay, like it works. And now let's design the outside.
Mm-hmm.
So like it's, I think because the density study is well thought out because the people who are doing that, the higher ups, right, the PICs, they are considering like everything.
All of these backgrounds,
yeah,
right.
Because they're licensed and you know, they know the performer the client wants, and they know the code and regulations for the city. And then design comes, and then they, you know, do their thing, and then, you know, so a lot of the time, it's actually well thought out because the people who start it like know and are aware of everything.
Yeah, exactly.
And then design comes, does the rest.
You don't have to
like
go
back
and change things
it.
And like it's just one flow. Yeah.
Exactly.
And that's why like I think it's important to learn like the details and like that kind of stuff first before you like want to start taking part of the design and concept.
Yeah. One time I was talking to one of the heads, you know, at work, and
Our jefe,
yeah. And I was telling him how, because, you know, before you, I was doing details, all of that stuff. So I was like, he's like, this is basically like designing, because you're basically designing that detail. So you're like figuring it out. That's like same with architecture, you know, like, or with a building, like you're designing it.
Exactly.
So everything is, at the end, yeah, it is construction, but it's still design, you know?
That's something that it took me a while to get, like, grasp my head around. Yeah, because like if you're doing like a little canopy, right, and you're like detailing out the post with the beam, and you're doing that connection, like, okay, there's only so many ways to do it, right?
Exactly.
And it's like, okay, like, but you know, he was saying, or Diana was just explaining how like you're still trying to figure out how to design that. And even though you're not really designing,
you don't
it,
feel like you're doing it, but it's still,
but technically it is.
Exactly. That's how I think about it. And every time I remember that, I'm like, okay, like it's not too bad. I love it here.
Not too bad.
Yeah.
<cool.
laughs>
I mean,
everything affects the design, even the boring details. Of like that kind of stuff that you think.
I have a question for you.
Yeah. What's
up? It might put you on the spot, but obviously there's there's no right or wrong answer. But I want to know, I'm sure Nick wants to know, what's architecture to you?
Having fun, going out partying, going on a podcast.
Yeah, I mean, I guess I'm here. I'm doing a podcast. What's architecture to me? This is a really big question, Diana. She told me about this yesterday.
Do you have?
She's like, I needed to make the essay about
a lot.
Do you have like a design philosophy
or like something that you like always follow?
I do have a design philosophy that I'm not like, how do I say that?
Like something.
I'm not qualified yet to start like imposing in my designs. I don't think I will. I don't know. Well, we hope so.
Speaking into existence, isn't it? Speaking into existence.
So I think this is very big. I don't think we need any more buildings on this earth.
Got it.
I really think we should look at what we have already. Like, I don't know if you guys remember, but when you interviewed me, we like talked about like sustainability and everything. Mm. And I said how it's not really just adding your like trees to your section, be like, that's sustainable.
Yeah, stuff like that.
It's really like thinking about it like rationally and seeing like looking at the real problem and seeing like looking at how you can really solve it. Obviously, that's very like, you know, like ideal of like, I mean, like a pausing architecture.
Nice.
Oh, nice.
Of like pausing like all the buildings and looking at what we have already, things that you can renovate, things that you can reuse. And I know that's hard because a lot of those buildings were not thought about as multifunctional buildings. Mm-hmm. So like you're probably gonna have to like, you know, put it all down and then redesign a new thing. But I think people should start like thinking about a sustainable building in terms of how it function. Like if it's a hospital, also like bring a little bit of like a house in it or something that, you know, or like a school, for example. Like mm-hmm. this building can function as a hospital and a school. Mm-hmm. That way like the day comes where like it's not used at a hospital anymore, oh, we can like use it at a school, and that way you don't have to like build a whole thing like mm-hmm. from scratch. So things like that. And I learned that a lot from Professor Zook's studio. I really enjoyed that studio with her. It was like sustainable architecture. Yeah, it was sustainable.
I wish I had it.
It was really, really good. I learned a lot about it. And she's the one who like helped me, you know, like explore more this idea of sustainability, because really before, obviously, mm-hmm. like I only thought about, oh, it has to be a green building, mm-hmm. all of that. But then like she talked about the sustainable use of it and how it can be like mm-hmm. used and everything. And like it was a whole like thing that we did and it worked. And I was really happy with it, because then I started like thinking there are really rational solutions out there that you can explore to mm-hmm. make like technically save the planet. It sounds so cheesy, but it really is.
Yeah.
You know, like a fact.
I've heard some like lecture TED talk thing like some architect was doing, where it's like, you know, we should be in there. They're trying to design like timeless architecture, mm-hmm. and like a lot of like you said, if you pause and you look at the buildings, like I think the reason why people are still building or tearing them down and then building something new is because those existing buildings aren't timeless. They're just meant for that time period.
Exactly, yeah.
And then it no longer either fits in the content because society and technology, like mm-hmm. the world is evolving.
Exactly.
But then also it's no longer like programmatic.
Exactly, the program part of it.
You know, this area.
It just doesn't work.
It just doesn't work anymore, because they built new ones, or this area is changing and it's no longer
doesn't fit in anymore.
You know, all the cities, like San Antonio has a medical district, right? Like Dallas has a medical district. Like let's mm-hmm. say in 100 years, that district is no longer a medical district, it's something else.
Exactly. So, what are you gonna do?
Exactly.
So I really think people like
they tear them down and then rebuild.
Yeah, and I think like that's a lot, because like that's a lot.
Yeah,
of
maybe
waste,
it would be better for renovation.
When you think about renovation, it can be hard sometimes mm-hmm. if like a building only works or like serves for one function.
Mm-hmm.
So like you're gonna be forced to tear it down or like break down and then build a new one. That's why I think we should start thinking beyond the function or beyond mm-hmm. the design itself or the project itself.
I agree, but just to play devil's
advocate, it's really hard, though.
It's tricky because, and we're not going to get into it because I can't even fully understand it, but half of it is gentrification,
of course,
and then the other half is like in New York or mm-hmm. even like downtown Dallas, there's these industrial warehouses that mm-hmm. turn into like lofts or condos, right? And then or like in New York, they're like art gallery, like art studios, mm-hmm. and then they end up renovating it into like retail or like apartments.
Exactly, and it starts pushing the population. That's where it gets tricky like, because you don't want to get into gentrification.
Exactly. So, it's really hard.
You're like back and forth. Back and forth.
Yeah, it's like it's nice because New York really doesn't have the space. So like they're
just renovating.
Renovating and turning it into like a new use, and because they're turning this area into, you know, instead of apartments, it's now retail, or instead of art galleries, it's now apartments.
Yeah.
But then you get into the whole mess.
Yeah,
of,
exactly.
So Suzette and I were actually talking about intimate domain, where the government basically like seizes land from people, right? Mm-hmm. And then I saw online where, you know how they keep talking about that there's going to be a train from Dallas to Houston?
Yeah.
So the Supreme Court passed that this company this transportation company, they passed and the Supreme Court is allowing that transportation company to do eminent domain on land between Dallas and Houston. Mm-hmm. So basically that transportation company can come and buy off the people's home and land, kick them out, and then that way they have the land to build the railroad for that like hyper super. So yeah. Basically it'll be like a 30-45 minute train ride to Houston. Like that's the Supreme Court passed like intimate domain, and like I've talked to someone about it, and like it makes sense. Like yeah, people can travel, you know, work and blah blah blah.
It's like it's cool and that, but why would you need to? Like, why do you have to take over someone? But it's always like, for someone to win, there's always someone that has to lose.
Lose, yeah.
Exactly, and. I think at the end of the day, it's a matter of like priorities. I don't know, like yeah. I'm gonna get into politics, well, guys.
But, but like,
I'm leaving.
But think about it. They're not gonna like do a whole detour for the train to go around this person's.
Well, yeah,
they're not.
I think.
Well, why wouldn't they?
Exactly.
Should.
That's what I'm saying. I think they care more about
why
how
can't
long
it just hover and fly over in the
yeah,
air.
Yeah, it's 2022, guys.
Hello,
yeah.
guys. Where's the flying
Highland.
Cars by
oh,
now?
What is
yeah,
it?
The,
Highland.
Yeah, come on.
You shit it.
I hear you. It's just,
but it's, I mean, that's what I was saying in the beginning. It's very ideal. It's not something that I can like yeah. you're like speaking into existence.
It's tough.
But it's really
tough.
Hard. Yeah. But that's like what
but there are places that like are basically abandoned that should be getting renovated.
I feel like we just
given a new purpose.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think that
exactly
that should happen.
They need an intervention.
Let's just make a let's just make it like a group and just. We start focusing
start
on that.
Yeah.
Let's go into towns spots. And which one is the one that's not.
Give it
find,
to me.
We find city buildings that are foreclosure.
Yeah.
And we just get them and random.
Okay, you can skip that part. Get them how?
Well, they're foreclosure. They lost them to the bank. I don't know. Yeah. We just figure it out.
Exactly. I think it's not only us. Like
except the haunted ones. I'm not going. Cruz. Say I am.
I'm so dead with you.
But yeah, that's what I meant. Like, it's not only the architect's responsibility. There's mm-hmm. a lot that goes into it that you know, it's like out of your hands.
No, for sure. But
yeah, that was my little
on
architecture.
Yeah, that was literally the whole essay that you were trying to write. Thank you for that.
Did you ever use that like when you had to write like an essay to apply for college or the program or like in an interview when they, oh, why are you interested in architecture? Like, did you ever like
mention
explain that?
No, because that's something that I like started thinking about recently.
Okay.
So like I didn't really get the chance, like, but I'm willing to. I really like want to start like speaking of, like, you do the most that you can,
mm-hmm.
and like for now the most I can do is just speaking about it in
yeah.
a platform like a podcast.
Yeah, no, that's true.
So but, yeah. For the listeners that are like about to graduate or that recently graduated, what would you tell them? Because now, you know, you just graduated like a month ago, right? Two months.
Yeah.
Dang, 2 months?
Two months ago.
Wait.
2 months ago.
May 14th?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Right?
Dang.
Yeah,
yeah.
2 months.
Two
ago.
Months.
Okay.
2 months.
Guys.
Well, time flies when you're having fun.
Yeah, true.
She didn't even realize how much it's been.
No, seriously. That was like, I've been at work for a month already. And I was like, that felt like a week.
Yeah,
like,
flying.
Yeah, no, yeah. I'm really enjoying it. But for the people who are graduating, are you talking about like,
That are about to jump into the workforce, just like,
because you've never interned, right?
No, this was like
exactly.
And a lot
we
of us
did.
Haven't interned,
yeah.
and like we've been working for a few years, mm-hmm. so like I mean, we will have an episode on it, but it's kind of harder to like for us to look back on my first day.
Okay, right? How long has it been?
I mean, it's been like almost
and you're just fresh. You
it's
know,
it's almost 3 years.
That's crazy.
Yeah, almost 3 years.
It'll almost be 3 years of working. So like, you know,
when did you, 2019
in December. So I worked 2020, 2021, and halfway through 2022. Mm-hmm. So
did you do something about like work during COVID?
What
did you like do like? I didn't listen to all of you guys' episodes. Did you do something about work, like in architecture during COVID?
Yeah, I worked during COVID.
No, did you,
I don't
like,
know if
do
there's a.
Episode?
I don't know if there's a specific one. Oh, an episode. One, but that we've like, talked about it during that time. Okay. We've talked about it. I don't know.
Well, we started this 2021.
Yeah, so it's been a year. We started this February of 2021.
Did you do an anniversary one? Oh my God! Wait,
yeah, we did. Yeah,
oh, that's
did.
So
good.
Yeah, I should go back and listen to it.
Yeah,
yeah, go back. Listen to all of them from number one.
The first ones are.
Yeah, sorry guys. I know we were kind of like raw.
We were too raw. We were sleeping.
You start from the bottom. You start there you somewhere. Go. Yeah.
Yeah.
No, but yeah, like any
feedback
advice,
or advice,
or feedback, because like these people don't like these people as in me too. Like I didn't know what to expect. Like
exactly.
Right. So
and then
like,
how you were saying like I was expecting things, obviously, mm-hmm. and now it's different story, but you know, still kind of what you expected.
So
taking
from
over the world.
From like
we're black the first day.
From my 1 month experience.
Don't bring lunch the first day.
Oh yeah.
You guys better ask her free lunch on the first day. Just saying. I think like you shouldn't like panic when you go into like the work environment, because it's definitely like, don't expect it to be the same thing as college. Like if it's different, that's totally okay. That's like the normal. Like, don't think that there's something wrong with you or that like you didn't learn enough or anything. Like, obviously, like, I don't know who I heard saying this, but college teaches you how to think, and then like work teaches you how to actually practice those thoughts and do those things.
Yeah.
So like, don't be scared, especially if you don't have like experience or like, because this is my first experience in the professional world. Like, I never interned. I never worked for a firm before. Mm-hmm. And obviously, like in the beginning, I was super nervous. I was like, oh my God, like I'm scared. Like, and I think it would have been worse if I didn't know people there. Honestly, like.
Honestly, I think that helps a lot.
No, it definitely does, because at least like I can go to y'all. I'm like, oh my God, guys. And of course, you guys have the same experience of like not having like professional background. So you guys understood, but not everyone gets that. So I would say like, don't be scared. Don't be afraid of asking questions. Mm-hmm. Of course, like to a certain extent, that depends on the firm you work for. But generally, you should not be scared of asking questions and like learning. Be clear about what you know and what you don't know. Don't pretend that you know things, because it's going to put you in a really... rabbit hole when you're like, oh no, I do, because then you're gonna start doing things on your own, and then if you mess up, that like affects the whole thing and you're in trouble. So don't put yourself in that situation. Mm-hmm. Be open with learning and like be honest with what you know and what you don't know. And then something that I honestly kind of not regret, but like I wish I like went back in time and like fixed it, would be literally learn Revit, guys. I'm not even joking.
Oh, I thought she was gonna say something more. I was like, what is she gonna say?
No, I think I swear, like if I could go back in time, I would like put more time on Revit.
Yeah,
because totally. I think that's what all firms use, honestly, except like the small ones want to hold their workers to like use ArchiCAD or something.
Well, there's one I learned, there's one in Dallas that uses ArchiCAD.
I think Brian said that too. I think Brian told me that.
Yeah.
Oh.
One of the PICs where they came from used it as well. Mm-hmm. Actually, JHP, it's a firm in Dallas.
Mm-hmm.
They do multifamily. They use ArchiCAD.
Yeah, I
just learned
that
recently.
JHP.
Yeah. So like, just I know
it sounds like ArchiCAD.
We did ArchiCAD in Morocco. I forgot to say that.
Are you serious?
Yeah, we used. We had a
class. I know Morocco's not European, but,
oh my God.
But ArchiCAD is a European, you know, Eastern, Eastern hemisphere type of thing. Yeah.
No, we had a class just for that. So just putting that out there. It's very similar to Revit, but I can't remember the differences though.
It's just the colors.
For ArchiCAD, like, did you kind of get the hang? Like, was it easy to kind of?
It was, yeah, it was easy. Like, I mean, we would like just follow with him, like with the professor. And if you don't know something, he'll just help you. But I honestly I don't think I can use it again. Mm. It was like for one semester.
Mm. And okay. then like, and you never touched it again?
No, yeah. I never opened it
again. How much how much Revit did you use at Tech? Like none?
Or? Like very, very little. I did the class with structure with I think it was my first construction class with Glen Hill. Oh my god.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Say that. My first construction class. As long as there's nothing bad. No, it's not. It was definitely interesting.
Yeah.
We would like do tutorials.
What construction was that? Two?
One.
Oh, I remember him doing that. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
He went pretty in depth with it. Did you take BIT with Wade?
No, I didn't, and I wish I did. Honestly, for people, that it's not required anymore. This is a new. I'm not
of
sure.
Of course, new.
Yeah, that's the thing.
What I'm saying. Exactly. We leave in, and everything changes.
When
like
it's not required. It like makes you think that it's not like it's whatever. So I was like, it's okay.
That's what we were afraid of.
And like,
so
look
that
at
curriculum
me.
Changed. Right before I got there, changed while I was there, changed like
when I left. When I left.
Changed
the year
when
after,
you
okay,
left
so,
and it changed again.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the people the year after like under you guys,
mm-hmm.
their curriculum was
changed
different
like twice.
Than their it's different than ours too.
You are the one under us.
No, I'm like 2 years under you guys.
Oh dang.
Yeah. So like do you get it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So there are people who graduated after.
I didn't realize
you were
2 years under.
I know. I was like, wait.
I'm a year behind, so I am under you. Hey,
it's okay. I started
been
late.
There,
and who cares? I started
yeah.
late.
But, yeah.
So it was really only definitely. That construction one class.
Yeah. And I tried doing, like, things on my own, like, mm-hmm. projects. And like, it's but it's hard. Tough. Like, it's you tough. Can't just do it on your own.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
you miss a lot. You know, like, if you don't have someone.
Yeah. To be honest, I'm 1,000% unmotivated to do my own fake project.
It's
so hard.
Yeah.
Like
I
to come up
so
with your
times.
Own like program and your own site and mm-hmm. your own like, you know, paper that they give you.
It's super
it's
hard.
So hard. Mm-hmm. It's like, it's not real. Like, I don't,
exactly.
I don't need it. I'm
yeah.
busy. It's so
busy
hard.
Exactly.
It's too much work. Yeah. But,
do you think you're getting, okay. Cause you used it, for that construction one class. Mm-hmm. And I know what it was like tutorials and you're following
yeah,
along
definitely
and
not
you're just
what
doing whatever
right
he's doing on the video mm-hmm. and you know it's good because you get familiar blah 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 right so like do you think it's do you think you're easily learning it like because you're using
right
it every
now?
Day yeah in at
oh,
work
totally.
Do you think like it's good that you were exposed and you're just kind of or like do you
I mean of course
do you personally have to put
better.
In like more hours like to kind of catch up.
Right now, honestly, I do that like here and there, like I'd open Revit and like just go through a model or something. Mm. But I'm not gonna lie, I'm not like putting in intensive hours to like, learn
yeah,
or
yeah.
anything. I feel like I'm learning a lot at work.
Yeah.
Of course, like when I get the chance to, as I said, like I would go in Revit and like just you know like explore and mm-hmm, everything. Mm-hmm. But I'm not really like learning it intensively. I tried so many times to sign up for Revit courses on Coursera for free.
Oh yeah.
But I always like get emails. The course started. I'm like, okay, next
okay,
one.
Yeah, never mind.
But
honestly, I just.
But I keep telling, like I told you, like these
it's
things.
By,
yeah, you could do the course, but like
it's by firm. It's
is
really by what
how
your firm
yeah,
is.
Yeah. Exactly.
Your PM does
what,
it.
Yeah.
Exactly,
because
yeah.
the way
everybody does
our,
it differently.
Our PM does. It's different than his.
Exactly, yeah.
So the best way is just to learn it with the
from,
team.
Exactly.
I think learning it on the job is the best way.
Exactly,
yeah. It's
yeah.
Because
but it's good to have the basics.
No, yeah. Totally. Like I was really good at it. Not really good at it. I was decently good at it for school. I could use it for studio. But if I did it that way for work, especially mm-hmm. multifamily, like, psych. No, I'd be light years behind. I'd be doing double work like crazy. It's not worth it. And like, if I'm helping or teaching someone, like, yeah, I can explain it all, but like they're not really like me. If I was them, I'm not really gonna understand it until like I actually do it myself.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
and you
yeah.
just start memorizing the program. Because
you
like
because you get to do it over and over again. Like there are things yeah. that you do repetitively.
Exactly.
And like that's how you learn. I think mm-hmm. it's really by firm and being like exposed and put in the situation.
Totally.
And I mean, I'm really lucky that I have you guys. Like you guys never complain when I ask you. Oh my god, I always ask Diana on Zoom. I'm like, hey, help. She's like, going. And then I see her coming back. I'm like, no, it's okay. You could have explained it from Zoom.
It's just like sometimes it's really
so
hard
bad.
To explain.
It's easier to do
so
it.
I'm like,
yeah.
I just rather show you. Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, I think.
I'm course, the opposite. Like, send me screenshots.
Yeah. I
or
just
I'll
like
send
going.
Screenshots.
It's just like, it's too much typing and then figure it out. And I'm like,
yeah.
nah, I just go. Like,
yeah.
it doesn't, It's probably faster if I just go and, you know, than typing and like putting the wrong words. Stupid keyboard.
Oh, you're blaming it on the keyboard,
Yeah, you chose that one. I tried to get you the better one, but you like the ergonomic one.
Because of the songs. Because when I'm listening to, I can just go and change it right there, pause
has,
it.
Oh, the one, do I have the same one?
No, she has a different one. Yeah. So you can like... fast forward or pause because it has the buttons on the keyboard to do it.
So if I'm listening, that was mainly the reason.
I mean, it's valid. I'm not gonna lie.
Yeah, it's really because sometimes they'll like come and then I'm like, I just pause it. And I'm like, what?
Meanwhile, people are trying to talk to me and I'm like, raise the volume.
Exactly.
I don't wanna hear you.
I literally have my AirPods on. Can you not see that?
That's funny.
But yeah, I think it. Like learn as much as you can in college. Mm-hmm. If you can get like take a class for Revit, then I definitely like I would recommend that, especially like for tech. I think the professors really well. I don't know who's teaching it now, but I know like people who took studio with Derek Wade, mm-hmm. and they really really loved it because they did the project.
Shout out to Wade.
Like all shout of out. It, on, they did it on oh, Revit. Shout like. Out.
Shoot out. Pardon my language barrier.
I think like you should definitely take a studio because the people who, I didn't get to take it and I wish I did, but they were saying that it was really helpful because they did their mm-hmm. whole project on mm-hmm. Revit.
Yeah,
but it wasn't like I was like, oh my god, that's boring. But they're like, actually, it wasn't like the way he taught it.
I mean, you
can
design
it,
whatever you want.
Yeah,
I know.
Pretty
that's
much.
Okay, I'm biased, guys. I love right now.
Okay, I figure. I honestly believe like if you can use Rhino, you can learn any program.
True.
Because
really?
just the fact of doing all your layers in line weight and then exporting true, to Illustrator and doing all the line weight and then 3D modeling and Boolean and, and this and that, and like that's super intense. Like you literally have to do everything.
I'm not gonna lie, it was like my first when I
that's
got here,
really hard.
Yeah, it was really hard learning it while exactly. having to do your like your assignments and deliverables. I was like, oh my god.
So
it's
like
double the work.
If
but
exactly. if you can learn that, it's like
when you get the hang of it.
Yeah, for Revit, the interface is like so much easier.
Exactly.
So it's like if you can learn Rhino, like don't stress.
No, oh my god,
you
the amount of time Revit. That I like typed like commands on Revit and it's like, oh my god, too. Stop. Yeah, I would literally and it would do something. I'm like, what did it do?
I was in CAD or SketchUp and I was trying to type something. I was like, oh, I'm in the wrong program. I can't be typing
exactly.
this. Like, what the heck? What am I doing?
No, I really loved how Rhino works, but obviously like you can Revit makes a lot of things easier.
Mm-hmm. Totally.
But yeah, no, they took his studio. So like, if you get the chance to do that, like, totally do. Mm-hmm. It'll help you a lot. But again, it really is by firm and by how your project manager or project architect wants it. So don't feel embarrassed or like be confident, be clear with what you know, ask questions, and then you'll be fine.
What's something you're looking forward to?
Generally.
Yeah, just in your mm-hmm. career or like, not the where do you see yourself in 5 years question, but like what are you looking
oh
forward
my God.
To?
That's literally what you're asking.
No, it's not.
He's just rewarding it.
No,
it's because afterwards I'm gonna mention something that our firm does for like growth. So
okay,
but like before I you know, I don't want to put thoughts and ideas in your mind. Like I want mm-hmm. you to tell me first. Like you know.
Yeah, like. There's definitely a lot that I'm looking forward to. I really want to develop. Like I feel like my design mentality is obviously not there yet. Like it's gonna grow more with work and like with experience and encountering people in the professional world and the real life experience. But I really want to develop my own design mentality based on what I believe in mm-hmm. and then eventually have the opportunity to like spread that, like be able to like influence people and like mm-hmm. obviously in like a good way and like people who are interested, not like and of course go ahead.
Didn't you mention they're trying to do something like where the firm goes to like a school for like reviews to kind of like teach
you know
them
how
about something
the firm has
committees
too, yeah
there's a
committee. The committees mm-hmm. so in the design committee it's not for sure that we're
right,
gonna do
right,
that
right
but we just gave ideas of
yeah
like participating in one of
that
the
would
reviews
be amazing, yeah.
Like it'd be cool to go to a high school and do like a design charrette workshop
yeah that was like, it's like like events like that.
Where you could plant your seeds and brainwash the youngins.
See, that's what, no, exactly. That's what she wants to do. I don't like brainwashing. That's what I was like in a good way.
Evil's in heaven, the corner.
Oh my god! I wish I was recording you.
No, that's what I meant. Like,
I know. I'm messing with
and
you.
And again, like, obviously, I already mentioned like being into sustainable architecture mm-hmm. and like the real issues. And obviously, I want to develop my design mindset in that sense. Mm-hmm. And I feel like the world needs that. Like, it needs sustainability. It needs to be right. safe. And you know, so I really want. To this is very broad, but eventually what I'm looking forward is having the means to do that. Mm-hmm. Whatever like the means are, I don't know if like having a firm would be like a way or like teaching. I really want to teach eventually. Mm-hmm. I really want to get a chance to teach a studio
same.
Or something.
Same.
It'd be cool. Yeah.
I just teach in the same
dream.
School.
Yeah, I think
I want to teach freehand.
Yeah,
it's so. I feel
there's,
like it's
there's a guy who graduated
studio.
From SAC teaching at Tech.
Nice.
Oh,
good for
nice
him.
Now.
Yeah.
For, at the college.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. College? But I don't have
could
my master's, so.
Nope.
Do I know the person?
No, I don't think so. But I know for sure that you won.
I just graduated.
No, she might know the professor, but wouldn't know he's from SAC. We don't know him
oh.
from SAC. I just know he went to SAC.
Oh, okay.
I don't know. But I mean, I know you want to.
Who's living the dream?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, teaching is
teaching
like.
Would be nice.
Some people are like bashing teaching, like, no.
I just don't want
to. I'm like, only studio, though. I would not want to teach math.
See,
or like.
Well, okay, but even this, like, at Tech, yeah, they're coming to teach studio, but the curriculum or whoever, they make them teach a second class. So they
I know,
teach digital
yeah,
media
like
or an elective.
Yeah, to
and
see
it's
how
like,
to do.
Like, I'll do digital media, but I don't want to.
Wait, really? Well, that's true, yeah. Like, all the studio professors, like
they teach a second class.
Yeah. I wouldn't mind doing a media elective. I love, like. You know, like drafting and all that kind of stuff. Like
yeah, but then they
there's a lot.
They might
of
put you in a class that they need,
think,
but you don't
okay,
want to do.
Also, like, I think I'm not sure, but you can bring, you can like give them your own like,
yeah, and then
syllabus,
they have to pass it.
Like a class,
oh,
like
yeah.
literally come up with a class, and if they like it,
yeah,
then
yeah, you can teach.
It. And I think
it'll be an elective. It'll be
exactly,
an
elective.
Exactly,
yeah, yeah. Right. And like. I think that'd be cool. So that's something that I'm looking forward to for sure.
I think
please oh please no history
well,
classes.
Well okay, Moroccan something. And you could take a trip out there with the studio
know,
class.
Right?
That'd be nice.
Oh my god.
COVID money.
No, but I know you want to like also go to a job site and all that.
Oh yeah, for now. Yeah,
so
yeah. I really want to.
I hope hopefully you know it make it. They make it happen.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
because I think it's
like,
gonna help you a lot.
Mm-hmm. I really want to go to. I when like I drive by a like a site, I always
just
like
walk in.
You know, I literally am like, oh my god, like, and I want to like want to go see and like guess
yeah.
what's what.
You don't have your hard
like
hat
that.
In the bag. You're trying.
Oh my god, did you see that?
Yes,
it's
yes.
too big. It's literally gonna fall. I wear
that
the
was
hard
so.
Hat.
You saw her story.
My head looked like
yeah.
It was so funny.
Yeah, I was showing her how to put it.
Oh okay.
It was so funny. But yeah, that's. But for now, yeah, that's something that I'm looking forward. I
yeah.
really want to go to.
Ask the PICs because they will.
Okay.
The yeah. PIC found out I'd never been to. Are you serious? All right, I'm gonna talk to someone and like we went to like a random project.
That's so cool. I would love to do.
So
that.
What were you gonna say?
Yeah, you said like. Answer the question first, and then I'll tell you something that's
in the oh point. No, it's because something great that I think our firm does is they have like a rubric of like positions and the responsibilities and
oh
what
I
they
saw
should.
That on
okay,
that
yeah.
goal what is the app or whatever
yeah
yeah so, I was waiting I was like
yeah,
no,
yeah, yeah.
Cool.
Oh
yeah.
So I don't know why I beeped that out, but sure, just to make it funny. No, because like I mean,
he didn't say anything.
Joking. The goals, you like log in your goals and like.
Well, yeah, it shows you like what's your role,
mm-hmm.
as
yeah.
in you know.
I signed
in
up
that.
For it. I think you have. You need to like have a mentor or something like that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But I mean, it. My advice to people and like you is just to be outspoken about like. Where you want to be and what you want to be doing, because I myself
like currently at work
yeah
okay.
but even in the future because mm-hmm. it's good because you can set goals and you could set like a date so by you know your first or second year anniversary like this is the level
or you're
you
supposed
be
to be
on.
Or something
okay.
exactly
that you're
so
planning
like,
on.
And that's something I've been doing and that's something I've been vocal about and it's been getting received
okay.
Nicely, so
mm-hmm. I like
just
that.
Don't
yeah.
you know, because if you're just
It's like if you're getting your shit together, basically. Sorry yeah. for the word, but like,
yeah,
like I saw like my position and what am I doing. I'm like, okay, yeah, 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 okay. Mm-hmm. Oh, maybe I'm lacking here, but okay.
That's mm-hmm. literally what I did that day because when I signed up for it, I was good. Like, oh, like they okay. have a like an actual description.
Yes,
that's good.
Not like
it's like 20 descriptions though for like one thing.
Yeah,
it's crazy. But no, it's super helpful. It's,
yeah, and it keeps you on track and
yeah,
like,
totally.
It holds you accountable, and then obviously you have your PM and PICs who can see that and mm. they see like where you want to be growing, and hopefully they help you do that. So.
Yeah, no, I love that, and like you guys already mentioned, like the whole mentorship thing, and I'm really looking forward to it.
Yeah,
because it's really good to like learn from people who are
it's
far ahead.
It's probably
you.
Better when your mentor's in the office.
No, wait, what do you
my,
mean?
Mine isn't in our office.
Like, oh, mine, really? My mentor is, you know who it is.
Yeah, right? Yeah, you told me.
Yeah, mine's not. So like, it's still good, but it's like I bet
yeah.
it like
yeah,
it's
better when
be
you
more
see
helpful.
Yeah,
because exactly.
they see how you do yeah. like.
But honestly, with our office, like I walk into anybody's office and be like, "Hey, ask questions," and like they're all for it. Like
exactly,
they love teaching.
I love
so
that. Like,
that's the best thing about it.
I've been asking like everyone, like especially the ones who have like passed.
Don't ask me.
The ones who have like passed their like exams mm-hmm. and like
right.
working on the lead. Or,
too smart.
And I was like, oh my god. And like they
that.
All have been super like happy to help, and like mm-hmm. literally like we spent, I think one of them, we spent like almost an hour just talking about the ARA and like what was their experience, like mm-hmm. how did it go. They sent me like I'm gonna keep that information
yeah.
for later. They sent me a really good amount of information. Mm-hmm. It was like a lot, like I would not have been able to like
that's the benefit of being where we are, because everyone is relatively new to that leadership position.
Uh-huh.
So they're all excited to be in that position
mm-hmm.
and to share their knowledge.
I love that. Yeah.
That's honestly the best thing about it. Cause mm-hmm. like, you know, there's other places where, you know, your PA or whatever is going to purposely not give you work because they're not going to have all the hours and they want the overtime because they get paid for it, right?
Oh,
or like they don't want you looking out showing them and like taking their work and blah blah blah. So like, but that's not the case
yeah,
for
yeah.
us.
No, I have not
which,
felt
which,
that
which
way
which is
at
awesome
all.
But like,
in
other firms that's I've heard that's the case, and it's like, well, okay,
that yeah, sucks.
No, you're not gonna help me grow.
Yeah,
you, like,
exactly. Yeah, and that was one of my worries in the beginning. I'm mm-hmm. like, I'm really scared that I don't know much. Like, they're gonna be like, okay, we need to move forward. We don't have time for you, like, mess up or things
nah.
like that. You know what I mean? But then I was like, oh,
yeah.
never mind. Like,
yeah.
I really like it here. Like, they actually let you learn. Wow. And even, like, my PA, he, like, would give me something to do, and he wouldn't expect me to do it, like, perfectly.
Wow,
he
yeah.
would tell me, hey, don't worry. This is, like, an exercise. Like, he would literally tell me that. And I really, like, appreciate it because also, like, it lifts off that, you know, like,
pressure
exactly
yeah.
and it helps me do better because I'm not nervous mm-hmm. about it. I'm like, okay, it's okay, he said it's just a practice, and if I miss up, he's not like, okay, what, like, what the hell, like,
it's not like it's
up.
Due today
exactly
you're
he's
fine.
Like, and I'm like, oh my god, I'm so sorry, I think this is wrong. Oh my god, remember when I modeled the parking garage?
yeah
okay, it turned out to be all wrong, right? So he, I was like, I'm so sorry, like, I'll redo it. He was like, oh no, he was like, don't apologize, like, as I told you, this is just an exercise, like, he was like, I wasn't expecting you to do it like perfectly or anything, and that made me like very confident, not confident about my messed up parking garage. I was
like, oh, I'm just gonna keep
oh,
messing
so I can mess up every time.
But like open with
right
making
learning.
Mistakes
yeah, yeah.
and learning
making
that's
mistakes
what I mean
and,
exactly
because
that's
how you
I
learn.
Wasn't embarrassed
you, that's how you learn, you gotta
it's,
make mistakes.
It's different when you mess up 10 times in a row and it's like, okay, I told you
exactly
times,
that's
different.
Different
but like when
yeah.
you're first learning is like that's expected,
and I've never like had to worry about parking garage ever in my life. I was like, guys,
it's funny because at tech on one of our projects we needed a certain amount of parking, and the like the professor and the whole studio was like, nah, we don't need parking,
dude. That's literally how it is,
but on the
you're
paper
just,
it's
everything
like,
is
you,
fake
you need,
yeah,
all, yeah
you like for example stairs,
park on the street.
When he I remember when we were fixing the stairs, I was like, oh my god, I was avoiding stairs at all costs for 4 years. What is this?
You're like,
but
fuck.
Yeah,
so my studio one at SAC with Balderas, we did a skate park,
mm-hmm.
and I purposely added in the back because like there was like a crazy like skate ramp or whatever,
mm-hmm.
and I didn't want to model like physically model like stairs, so I did like pegs and like I made it like parkour,
Okay.
Like you had to like jump like and do these
did
weird.
Did he buy it?
He fell for it. He bought it because and I was like, well, you know, because like the ramp too was like if you go down it, you're gonna die, mm-hmm. right? And they were like, well, what if like the elderly is here and they're using the
why
skate
would
park?
They?
I don't know.
Why but, would the elderly be there?
Yeah, exactly.
Let's start there.
Why are like older people here?
Well, the older
like,
people like, go over there sitting yeah. there waiting for
we
the
told
kids.
Them where to go.
Well, I told them, well, that's why there's no stairs to get up to the ramp. It's parkour. If you can do the parkour, well, then you can do the ramp. I avoided it too. Don't worry. We all did it.
This is activity.
Yeah.
No,
wellness. Dead.
Oh my god. Dead. Okay.
Anyway.
All right.
Anyways.
Well, thanks so much for coming.
Of course. Thank you for having me.
Thank you.
For real. I hope you enjoyed the talk. And
I loved it. No, seriously, guys. Thank you.
Share
it really
this.
Has been an honor. I was like, oh my god, they really want their podcast. Thank you so much, guys.
We love hearing about, you know, different people's experiences.
I love that.
Especially culture.
Yeah.
You know,
it's interesting.
Thank you. And I really like to share too. I get really happy when like people
everybody
ask.
Loves it. Who doesn't like talking about
no,
themselves?
No, because no. Okay.
Let's be
the
real.
Culture. I know. I like. I love like when people are interested in learning mm-hmm, beyond mm-hmm. with it. That's what I mean, really. Not like talking about myself. Like it's really like, people
being
open.
I'm just using you for your name. Oh, Zineb's on the podcast. Yeah, I gotta go listen.
Zineb, who? I'm sorry.
Oh my gosh. All right.
What?
You muted it?
Slowly.
Hey, see you later.
Alligator. And I have to say goodnight.
Goodnight.
See ya.
See ya.